on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
Part of the M20 in Kent is going to be closed again this weekend, so the remaining piece of a footbridge that collapsed onto the carriageway can be demolished. It came down on the London-bound side after being hit by a digger being transported on the back of a lorry last Saturday. The motorway will be shut between junctions 4 and 2 from 8 tomorrow night until 6 on Monday morning. We've posted a diversion at kentonline.co.uk. In other news this lunchtime, hospitals in England are drawing up contingency plans to cope with what's being called the worst doctor strike in history. England's junior medics say they're going to withdraw all labour on 5 consecutive days from a week on Monday. It's in their row over new 7-day contracts. Jeremy Hunt says this isn't the way to sort out the dispute.
We can do that by sitting round the table and talking, as I thought we had successfully started to do after the talks that went very well in May, and not by this very confrontational course of action, which will cause such misery to patients up and down the country.
A 14-year-old boy is being questioned by police after a teenage girl was reportedly slashed across the stomach during a fight in Maidstone. The 15-year-old was treated by paramedics before being taken to hospital after it happened in Mill Street just after 9 last night. She's said to be in a stable condition.
KMFM News.
We're being encouraged to talk to our children about the dangers of sharing nude selfies online. Figures out today reveal 631 people were reported to police in Kent for indecent image offences in the last 3 years. The NSPCC says many parents don't realise children taking such selfies are committing a crime. John Brown is from the charity.
Of this increase overall and the increase in children and young people as well, our estimation at the NSPCC is that a not insignificant proportion of this increase is due to children and young people sharing nude selfies.
A teenage boy has been arrested by police investigating an attack on two men and a woman at a sports ground in Folkestone. One of the victims was left with a broken and dislocated ankle after it happened at the Three Hills Sports Park back in July. The 17-year-old from Deal, who was held on suspicion of assault, has been released on bail until October. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder following an altercation outside a pub in southeast London. 30-year-old Oliver Dearlove died in hospital after being attacked in Blackheath on Sunday. Police say a 31-year-old was arrested this morning and remains in custody.
KMFM News.
The body of a man has been found on land in Rochester. Police were called to Borstal Road following the discovery yesterday afternoon. The man is thought to be in his early 20s and from the Medway area. We're told his family's been informed and his death isn't being treated as suspicious. The government's going to spend £20 million on improving train services in parts of Kent. The money will go towards hiring more station staff to make sure trains get away on time, as well as replacing worn-out tracks. The measures follow months of disruption. And buildings across Kent are being encouraged to light up gold this month to raise awareness of childhood cancer. Canterbury Cathedral, the Marlow Theatre and Leeds Castle are among those who've already agreed to get involved in the campaign started by a group of parents. They've all got children who've battled the disease. Alison Kidd is from Hawkins. Her daughter fought bone cancer twice.
Thankfully today she is 3 years in remission. We're one of the lucky ones, and she's doing very well, but obviously living with a lot of long-term side effects because of the treatment.
It's hoped the campaign will help other parents recognise the symptoms.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
It was a record-breaking transfer deadline day for Premier League clubs yesterday. More money was spent than ever before. With more on that and the rest of the day's sport, here's Nicola.
Well, the total spent on new signings reached £155 million on the day the transfer window closed. It brings the total spent during the summer window for top-flight clubs to £1.165 billion. Tim Bridge from Deloitte says Leicester's shock win last season scared some of the other clubs.
What you would maybe term as the big six clubs, they've accounted for around 60% of the gross Premier League transfer spend this window. And that really is reflective of the fact that perhaps they're under pressure to perform after what we saw with Leicester last year.
Meantime, Gillingham will have a new player in their squad for the weekend's game after making a signing just hours before the deadline. 21-year-old defender Bailey Cargill has agreed a loan deal from Bournemouth until January. The Gills take on Sheffield United in front of the TV cameras on Sunday. And away from football, Olympic gold medal winners Jason Kenny, Laura Trott and Sir Chris Hoy are calling for cycling to be made easier for families. They've written to the Prime Minister calling for more investment.
And finally, Kent are playing Sussex in the second day of the county championship away at Hove. The visitors lead Sussex by 128 runs with 4 wickets remaining. That's the latest. Next update at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.